hope your day is full of queso and boots and cowboy hats, and that's all I have. Horses and cacti and the skull of a bull. Very Western, guys. It's a Western theme intro. Hope your day's full of brisket. It's Western themed because I'm in Texas this week. That's right. If you're in Austin, I am going to be at Vulcan Gas Co. tonight, 10 p.m. Come out. It's a great lineup. I have Jamar Neighbors featuring and some really awesome local Austin talent opening for me as well. And yeah, come out. It's going to be a really fun time. And then also I'm doing spots at Mothership this week. You can find more info at Princess Shank on Instagram for the exact times about that. Subscribe to the Patreon, guys. You get ad-free bonus content. I struggled with the word content there for a minute. And guys, you can find me here every Wednesday on Shank and every Monday on This Bitch. All right. We have an amazing episode of Shank for you this week with Chappelle Lacey. But before we get into this week's episode of Shank with Chappelle Lacey, there's just a few things I want to tell you about. First, do you have cotton mouth? Do you have dry mouth? Ew, gross. Wet your mouth. You heard it here. Get your mouth wet. Nothing worse than dry mouth. Shop Flint's Mints. We have this special link. You can click this link. You get 10% off these amazing, amazing mints. They get rid of cotton mouth. If you're someone who needs to speak publicly, if you're someone who smokes weed, if you're someone who just wants more water in their mouth, shop Flint's Mints, okay? They have amazing flavors. They have luxury grape, strawberry magic. They have a cherry. And each mint is a different level of each of them have different rankings. And the higher the ranking, the more they make your mouth water. So if one is like 220 versus 150, the 220 one would make your mouth water more than the 150 one. You guys get it. Shop Flint's Mints. You get 10% off. They make great gifts. If you're someone who wants to give better head, get some Flint's Mints. I could see Drew's face. I said that and he just like put his head down. All right, guys. Also, I want you to look down at your feet. Are you wearing socks? If you're not wearing socks, ask yourself why, you dirty dog. You need socks. They protect your most valuable assets, your toes. Cover them up. Cover up your toes with aliens. Cover up your toes with Bob Ross. Cover up your toes with pizza. Cover up your toes with blueberries. Whatever you're into, there's a pair of socks for you. You can shop ohyeah.com. That's 3OHYEAH.com. Discount code Sarah, S-A-R-A, 10 for 10% off unique sock designs. Get your mints. Get your socks. Subscribe to the podcast. Let's get into this week's episode of Shank with the one, the only, Chappelle Lacey. Also buy merch. Bye. Here it is. All right, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Shank. I'm Sarah Weinshank, and today's guest is the one, the only, Chappelle Lacey.
Oh, I'm the one, the only? Yeah.
You are.
That's cool.
don't doubt your intro. Nah, you're the one and only Chappelle Lacey. There's only one of you.
There is.
Right?
Yeah. That, well, I'm aware of. Unless someone messages me on one of the apps and goes, hey, my name's Chappelle Lacey, then maybe there's two.
Would that trip you out? I wouldn't want another Sarah Weinshank.
This was back in the MySpace days.
Okay.
There was this girl messaged me. She was in New York and her name was Chappelle, spelled the exact same way.
I've never met a woman named Chappelle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Neither have I. Well, I mean, back in MySpace days.
Okay, right.
When I had the hair over my, I'm just kidding.
No.
That was my profile picture.
You did?
No,
I wish you did.
No, that'd be
funny.
But
isn't that the kind of music you're into?
I mean, I'm into a lot of stuff, but like, I'd say the pop punk, that kind of emo stuff is kind of a little bit lower on the totem pole. But I do. I do fucks with it heavy.
What kind of music are you into? I know you're like a big concert goer, right?
Yeah, I'm really big into like punk and hardcore. Like that's my steez. But my favorite band, obviously, everyone knows this, is Oasis.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. So that's like the favorite.
Have you watched the documentary?
Like 28 billion times.
Yeah, you know? It's so good.
Give me all that. I flew to fucking London.
No.
To go see Liam play Nebworth. Back, that was a year ago. Mm-hmm.
Did he play, what's that song, Dead in the Water?
No, he did not.
Do you know what song I'm talking about?
He did, hold on. I'm really good. I'm really a nerd for set list. So, you know, funny thing about me, who did I go see the other night? Smashing Pumpkins.
Ooh. You did?
So there's this thing online where you could look up
the set list.
Yes.
Yeah.
For like, you know.
The tour.
Of the tour.
Yeah.
And I do it every time before I go. You know what I mean? So I know what to expect, and I'm like, I just kind of geek out over it.
Okay.
It's like, you know, the way someone looks at like football stats and all that stuff as they're watching football.
It would be crazy if you could see a comedian set list before.
Oh, they'd be like, what does that mean?
Stapler? You're like, wait, what?
Because, we write such like
mentally ill things
to the world.
It's like Ziploc, stapler.
Yes. And then
break up.
Yeah.
Sad face.
I killed them.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
Yeah. That was like a weird manifesto.
I know. Do you write? Like,
it depends. Like if it's a new joke and I'm trying to figure out the wording.
Yeah.
I'll write it a couple times before I say it physically.
Uh-huh.
Like right before I go on stage, I feel like it helps if I write out the new joke a few times.
Okay. Got it. So
but
you do it that
only
way.
If it's a new.
Only if new it's new. Joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's a new joke and it has like a few different parts,
uh-huh.
I'll do like a little diagram.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks mentally ill as fuck. Like if you were to look at my notebook, you'd be like, oh, this is a red flag.
My favorite thing about new jokes is like when you do it, because it makes all the sense in your brain. And then when you do it, people are like, what the fuck was that?
No, I know. But in your head, you're like,
I'll get there, I promise.
And you're like, but it's just new. It's just new.
I'll get there.
I know. Like sometimes when I say, the thing for me is when I say a new joke, I try to say it with the same confidence as an old joke.
Yeah.
But as I start it, I lose confidence in it because it's just not tight enough yet.
It's like a decline.
I know I did this new joke about open casket funeral.
Yeah.
Okay. The other day. And it was like, I was talking about bullshit like food, and then I transitioned to talking about open caskets, and it was such a rough transition.
Yeah.
And they were just looking at me like, I was like, okay.
And you're like,
we're all gonna die. Yeah, you guys never think about death.
I know. And it's so funny when an audience can tell, like,
it's new.
It's new. It's like, oh, they're
and then
trying.
You just gotta tell them.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, if it doesn't go the way that I thought I go, that's new.
Then there's times where you'll try it first try and it just fucking
clicks.
Yeah, you're like
no greater feeling.
Yeah, I'm the goat.
Yeah. It's also so crazy how in one set you can have so many like high moments and then also low moments of the same set.
Yeah,
you're like the first minute was rough, but then I recovered.
The thing about comedy, it is fucking with the psyche. You know what I mean? Like, well, not like fucks with it, but it's just like dope the way you have to like maneuver shit. You know what I mean? I'm not a guru or anything, but it's just, I don't know. There's just something fun to it to where it's like, we're literally just trying to be fucking goofballs.
I know.
You know, that's like the fun part of it. Like, that's why I love it so much is because, you know, that's why I'm like, you know, I heard this thing, you got to be comfortable with bombing when you, especially not meaning in the way, like, you know, it's not your intent to bomb. Obviously none of us are trying to fucking bomb, but it's like being comfortable with it. You know what I mean? And then it like kind of like keeps the fun in it.
Well, then you learn so much when you bomb.
It's like fun.
When you have a good set, you're like, still got
Especially
it.
If your friends are watching, your fellow comic friends.
And you bomb?
Like, and they're like, damn, dog.
There's like, no worse feeling.
Yeah, you tried it. You're like, shut up.
There's no worse feeling.
It feels like high school.
They know you bombed and you know that you bombed too. And you're just like, let's move on.
Yeah. My favorite is the friend that'll just like not, that'll just walk past all of us after they bomb. It's like, bitch, we know what you did.
Yeah.
We know what you did.
Do you have bombs that haunt you?
Like
any like really bad bombs?
No, nothing really haunts me like that. I'm too emotionally in tune.
You are?
Yeah.
Is it from all the self-help books?
Yeah.
How many self-help books are you reading like a month?
Shit. I mean, I'll read like, I'll read like 3 to 4 books at a time, you know?
At once? You're just like...
Yeah, once. Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's what you're
so
doing
I'll do,
during
I'll
the
do
day.
Like 15 pages, one, 15 pages, 15 pages.
Oh, you book hop.
Yeah.
You start with one and then you go to a different...
And yeah. What I do...
Yeah. You free-based knowledge. Yeah,
this is what I do. This is what I do. I don't use bookmarks anymore because I want to make sure I'm retaining the information. And so I won't use a bookmark just so I know exactly where I'm at and what I read before.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay, that's crazy.
It is crazy.
So you're like,
but it's because I wasn't good at reading, you know, not saying I didn't know how to read, but like, it's, you know, a lot of people when they read books, like, yeah, sometimes you sit there and you're like, what the fuck? So I had to train myself to become like good at like reading and like mainly retaining the information.
Yeah, because sometimes you read something and yeah, I read it, and then someone's like, "What is it about?" And you're like, "You
yeah,
know,
yeah, you know, yeah, you gotta look for yourself."
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it. Yeah,
yeah. That's cool. So, what are some of your favorite books?
Oh, this one book I've been reading. I'm about to wrap up. It's called "The Courage to Be Disliked."
Oh, yeah. I've read a few pages of that one. That
yeah,
really
yeah.
Good.
What? It's deep.
Yeah, what man. Is it? It's about? It's,
you know, and based off the title attracts you immediately, but it's, you know, it breaks everything down from like a pretty wide, you know, like wide standpoint. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Yeah.
Like it goes in so many different layers of like life, you know, from like family to friends to individuality to... I mean, the work environments to like, it's just, you know, it's all about how to stand alone and understand like pretty much like everything's fine. You know what I mean? Like nothing.
I gotta read this.
Yeah. Nothing's as crazy
as
like.
Is everything
fun? Yeah. Yeah. And it's helped me walk through life a lot smoother.
Really?
I'll tell you what. Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. You know, it's my favorite. I love, you know, shit like that. Cause I don't listen. My whole life I've been crazy. I don't want to be crazy no more.
In what way? Like,
I mean,
angry?
Yeah.
I remember you talking about that.
Yeah. And it's always hard for, it's very hard for people to believe.
Because you're so like sweet and cuddly now,
yeah.
It seems.
And yeah, because it worked.
Yeah. You're the face of anger management.
Yeah, I know. And then but when it pops out, some of my friends like see it.
Sometimes you have an anger flare up.
Yeah, they'll see subtle things that I do.
Like what?
I don't know. Like one time.
Are you rage fists?
I don't know. Someone, I don't remember what it was. Someone came up and asked me something at a show. And I said, no, I don't do that. And my buddy just felt it based off the way.
He delivered it?
Yeah. Because he was like, oh, that triggered something, didn't it? I was like, how do you know that? He goes, you never talk like that. Usually you're like, oh, you know, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah.
And I was just like, no, I don't do that. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, you felt it. I was like, yeah. So like, usually, you know, there's some things that'll bring it out.
Yeah, but isn't that normal to have some
normal.
Things
that
bring
yeah,
up
is.
Some
yeah.
rage?
Well, because my anger management, my third anger management teacher.
You had three teachers.
Yeah, three different ones. I can't remember the first one's name. That was when I was like 15.
Okay.
I can't remember his name. But they taught me that like, your anger is always going to be there. That's like, cause it's the one thing that I know. Mm-hmm. And I know it to a level that like most people don't bring out. You know what I mean? Like
right.
I bring mine out on a level that, you know, that's the level that I know.
Right.
You know, which is very aggressive.
Right.
No, I'm good. I ain't going to do nothing.
No. I know you're not. But, but why is it that we can't emotionally regulate as humans? Like, what is happening?
I mean, you can.
You can?
Yeah.
But it's a skill that you have to learn.
Yeah.
I feel
like. And it's
like
you
got
to.
You ever see a 2-year-old and they're having a meltdown and you're like, I fucking get it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I want to be doing that right now, too.
Yeah, for sure.
You
I
know?
Mean, I think everything within moderation.
Yeah.
I think it's sometimes. Sometimes you, yeah. You.
Sometimes you got to rage.
Sometimes you'll tell somebody, I'll sock you in the fucking face.
Yeah, sometimes that's self-care.
Yeah, I've had to do, I did that with a fan.
You did?
I didn't say I'd sock him. No, actually, no. There was one fan. I did tell. No, that happened. Never mind. It was 2 times.
Wait, 2 fans?
Yeah, but different cities.
Then basically just one.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it was fans, different cities.
Two fans, two different cities. Yeah.
What were they doing?
One was, I was on stage and he just started, he was drunk, young.
Oh no.
Was like flipping me off.
No.
While I was on stage and I was like, are you flipping me off?
No.
And he was like, yeah. I was like, I will kick your fucking chest in.
No.
Swear to God. Yeah.
And then what happened? Did he leave?
No, he was like, I'll beat your ass.
No.
I said, fucking come up here.
No.
Yeah. He didn't come up there.
The wasted people at shows are too much.
And he had a whole squad with him too. So I was like, you can come up here.
You know? But, sometimes I just say, shut the fuck up.
But listen, here's one thing that I knew.
Yeah.
Everybody was on my side.
Mm. Yeah, because everyone's there to see you. No one wants to hear a drunk person talk.
And also, like, I mean, I wasn't going to fucking, you think I'm going to fight this 21-year-old kid? That would look so fucking, he was a little guy. I was like, I'm not going to, what are you going to do? Fucking.
What happened with the other fan?
He came up and said something. You know, like, because with podcasting, people think they know us.
Yeah.
And so they think they could say
whatever,
to us. And, you know, this is the thing. Yes, you watch us for hours every week or whatever, but like you still don't know us, you know?
Yeah.
And he came up and he said something like just so disrespectful. And I was like, dog, I don't know you. And he's like, I'm just playing. And then he tried to roll in again.
No.
And I said, dog, you need to get the fuck up out of my face.
No.
And he was like, what about my picture? I said, fuck your picture.
No.
I said, you can get the fuck up out of my face.
No.
Yeah. I said, be gone.
No, be gone.
Yeah. Because he was like drunk. He was like drunk and like, you know. Yeah. I mean, fucking, I know I'm supposed to be nice, but also like.
No, but there's people that really.
That cross.
Boundaries.
Yeah.
In the meet and greets when they're wasted.
Yes. And I think a lot of times like people think that we can't have boundaries. That's like, oh, you're supposed to do that. You're a comedian. You're supposed to take this shit. Like,
you're a clown, aren't you a clown?
Yeah, I'm a fucking human, dog. You know what I mean? Like I'm a human.
You're not just a clown that's here for my enjoyment.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, bitch, I just entertained you for an hour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's like, you know, I get it. Mm-hmm. But also it's like, yeah, I want to set boundaries for myself. Like, yeah, you're not going to fucking, I'm a human. I'm like, it's beyond fucking comedy for me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I do. Yeah, I already did the comedy thing.
Yeah.
I'm not a comedian. I'm off stage now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm Chappelle Lacey.
Yeah.
You know?
Now I'm just a human.
Yeah, exactly.
Having an experience.
Exactly. You know? But these were a long time ago, so look, I'm good now.
You're good.
Right?
Yeah.
You know?
So you had three anger management teachers.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Well, which one was your favorite? Which one was the most, did you learn the most from?
Chip Chilton, man. Yeah.
Was that the last one?
Mm-hmm. That was the third one.
What did he do?
I think up until that point, I don't think I ever really had anyone like genuinely care to like understand me and accepted me for like who I was, you know, and like he accepted the anger, you know, but he also utilized my interest to help me control my anger.
Interesting. Like what interest?
So like the world of like punk and hardcore music, you know, he knew I liked that. And he took the world of that world and helped me, you know, use my words instead of, you know, using fist, which was like, he goes, oh, you hear these words here. Oh, you know, what they're saying. Like, it's like, you know, in order for you to get those words, you got to educate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And when you educate yourself and you throw words at people, you know, to like control a situation, that's where the power is. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
That's genius.
Yeah. It's super genius.
It's so crazy how one teacher, one mentor can totally change your perception of life.
Yeah. Shout out to Ryan Sickler He basically, because I hadn't talked to Chip in like 14 years, and basically we reconnected.
You did?
Yeah. Because a fan of Ryan's podcast had listened to the episode I was on and somehow found Chip for me.
That's so cool.
Yeah, because I've been trying to find him, but I guess I'm just not good at searching.
No, the Honeydew fans will find whoever you want.
Oh my gosh, they did that.
Can you find where my ex-boyfriend's living? send the honeydewers on
need,
it.
Yeah, you're right. I need that information.
Yeah. Guys, go ahead. So funny.
No, yeah, he's great though. But yeah, I mean, I love that world, but also like, you know, yeah. I mean, I'm still crazy. Yeah, well, that'll always be there.
Don't you think I know. Most comics are pretty crazy.
I think anyone of any fucking whatever we do.
Performing? Let me get on a stage and tell you my thoughts.
Yeah, we have to be.
Okay, you're off. Fucked.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? You have to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You have to be somewhat fucking crazy. I mean.
And the longer that I do it, the more I'm like, oh, wow, I really have, this is my path. Like, there's me talking about all kinds of crazy shit on the internet. I can't go back and become, like, a teacher.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
A nun? Like, what's happening? Yeah.
You can't reverse it.
No, you can't reverse it. There's stories of me talking about how I did acid and my tits out online. Like, how am I going to get a normal job?
Wow.
You know?
Acid.
Yeah. Everyone have you ever done acid. Any psychedelics?
No, I don't do anything.
I'm done with acid.
Like, you done with acid?
That's it.
You don't do anything?
The occasional mushroom.
Okay.
And weed.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You do smoke weed.
I smoke weed.
Yeah. I don't do that.
You're sober.
You don't do anything.
Are you straight edge?
Yeah.
You are?
I like how you were trying to find it.
I was like straight edge because I knew you'd listen to hardcore and I know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, alcohol was like that was a wild thing for me. And I wasn't the strongest fan of like anything else, mm-hmm. but I was a strong fan of alcohol.
Alcohol is brutal.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
It'll have you acting up.
Oh my.
It has me acting up. Whenever I go to Texas, which I'm going tomorrow, I end up drinking. And in LA, I don't. And in Texas, I'm like, then I come home and I'm like, I need to like detox. I just was eating like brisket and drinking tequila. Like, okay.
It's all heavy.
I need to go to fat camp after Texas.
It's funny that you say that because I cheered in college in Texas and some of my friends that were, you know, that lived there that I cheered with at this college, like they live in Lewisville, Texas. Shout out Lewisville, Texas, by the way. My boys, we would just get fucking drunk, and like we wouldn't, and it all would just be in a house, you know, just and like and we wouldn't do anything but just drink. And I'm like, next thing I know, it's like 5 a.m. and we were cheerleaders too, so we'd be like,
no,
we'd be doing
drunk cheerleaders,
yeah, we'd be drunk cheerleading, like we'd be tumbling outside doing backflips and shit.
No,
yes,
was it fun?
Yes, of course, it was a lot of fucking fun, but like. Man, we would just like, that was just, you know.
But how old were you?
That was early 20s, so like 22.
Being
21 or 22.
Hungover, the older you get, it's less attractive.
Yeah.
You're like, nothing grosser than like a 40-year-old woman that smells like tequila the next day. you know what I mean? You're like,
you sweat it.
Bitch, what's going on with you? Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
So you don't drink here?
I don't drink here now.
Okay.
Like,
but Texas?
In Texas. In Texas, they drink, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, like, we would have some drunken fucking nights. And it wasn't like... You know, we never went to bars or clubs. We didn't do it. We'd just be at the homie's house.
Just getting hammered.
Getting hammered. And they just come with these 30 packs. Is it 30 packs? I can't remember. Is there 30 packs?
30 packs.
And also the alcohol, the beer, the alcohol percentage in beer in Texas is higher.
It is?
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Dude. They fly differently in Texas.
Fly
They're like,
differently.
Good morning. Here's your whiskey shot and some queso.
Yeah.
Get after it. And you're like, wait, I have stuff to do.
Yeah. And it was like, it was more like a family feel drunken night. Cause we'd be at a house. We'd be in the backyard. You know, of course there's some random fucking swing on a tree.
Yeah.
You know, we'd just be swinging, chilling and just fucking, you know, just loud and fucking alcoholics. We always said this, my cheer team always, we said, we would say this, we're a beer drinking team with a cheerleading problem.
No.
That's what we would say. That was like our thing.
A cheerleading problem.
Yeah.
You just get sometimes fucked we fight up each and other. Tumble.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We fight each other. All that shit.
That's so crazy.
Yes, and I'll never do it again.
You'll never do it again?
No, that was crazy.
When you're writing, what's your writing like? How do you do it? Do you have
a lot of the shit that I come up with comes from like journaling.
Interesting. So how often are you journaling?
Every day.
Right when you wake up?
I wake up around like 6:30 or 7.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You do too?
No.
Oh.
Absolutely not. You're on some early rising protocol.
Yeah, yeah. And no matter what time
with
I go to bed.
Self-help books.
Like, you know, even like with doing spots at the store like late at night, like if I get, and sometimes, you know, people want to go grab a bite or something, and I get home at like, maybe 1:30, I'll still wake up around that time.
What do you do? Every time. And you're writing?
No. So I don't write at home because it doesn't, I like being out because then it just like.
Stimulates.
Yeah. Whereas like, so basically I'll wake up, I'll make my bed, you know, make sure everything's tidied up in the house. And then I'll get ready. Then I'll grab my journals and all that stuff. And then go to Starbucks and I'll sit there for like 2 hours, 2.5 hours and kind of just, what?
Wait, no, I'm just trying to figure out. So it's 2 hours of journaling and then in that?
It's not 2 hours of journaling, but like that's like all the reading, journaling.
Okay.
You know,
it's your morning.
It's my morning. Right. And I do early because no one's bugging me at that fucking time. This is one time, like period of time that I can have truly by myself. Because ain't no one up that, like most of my friends aren't up around that time.
Do you feel like your mind moves faster when you write in the morning?
Hell yeah.
That's what I think too. Mm-hmm. When I'm like writing in the morning versus later in the day, it's a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
Especially like a script.
Yeah. Because the brain's just so fresh. And there's something I heard from Donald Glover. He said, when you wake up in the morning, that's when you're like the most you, who you are. You know what I mean? Like that's like the most.
That makes sense. Because where were you last night recharging?
Yeah, because like here's the thing. When, you know, when I'm on stage, you know, Chappelle AC the comedian. But when I'm off stage, I'm driving home, you know, just like everybody else is, getting ready for bed. And, you know, wake up in the morning just like everybody else, you know. And then fucking that's the purest form of who you are.
And that makes sense.
Yeah. So then I'll sit there for a few hours and usually through journaling is how I find a joke.
Really? Is it also journaling about just life?
Yeah, it's usually just me talking about life.
And in that?
And in that, I'll find a joke.
That's cool.
Because I'm like, damn, that's funny.
That's
like,
awesome.
Okay, so, you know, I don't know what jokes you would know of mine. You know the cheerleading joke? I do. I have a cheerleading joke. So basically, it's me talking about how I was a cheerleader and a bully. And
so funny.
Yeah. And, you know, how everyone asked, like, did I hook up with all the girls? And I was like, no, fuck them girls. I'm trying to win championships.
That's funny.
So even when I started comedy, people were always like, you got to write a joke about cheerleading.
Right.
And I'm like, what do you want me to fucking say? I was just good at it.
Right.
Like what's funny about winning? You know what I mean? And so I'm journaling.
What's funny about winning?
Yeah, so I'm journaling.
So serious about cheerleading?
It. Yeah, so I was journaling about cheerleading and all that shit. And then, you know, I was like, why does this catch everyone off guard? And then I was like, oh, because people, you don't look like a fucking cheerleader. You know, and so then, yeah, people always ask if I was picked on and I wasn't. So then that's how I came up with the joke. Because I was like, why does everyone keep asking me to do this? And I just kind of was just journaling about it. And then I figured out the joke through journaling.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I haven't ever done that way.
I know, because everything's rooted from something. Because I don't really have any hot takes on like fucking pop culture or like life or like outside of like my world. Everything's like kind of
introspective. Because you write what you know.
Yeah, I write what
right?
I know. Yeah,
which
exactly.
Is what
that's
you
what I talk
about.
I talk about what I, that, that's what I, talk about on stage just what I fucking know.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like even if someone got offended, I'm like, you dummy, that's my life, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Don't judge my life.
I mean, I had one person get offended ever.
The goal is to offend more people, Chappelle.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think. It was something so stupid, too.
People get offended at anything.
I remember.
It's 2023.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was, what was it? Oh, I had this joke I would do about my gay best friend, mm-hmm. right? And he's like my ride or die. That's my fucking right hand. And so I would start the joke by saying, I used to live with my best friend and his husband. And then this lady came up to me after the show, and it's like a fun joke.
Right.
That doesn't disrespect gay people
right.
or whatever. I talk about the fact that it's, you know, it's not common for a straight male to be best friends with a gay gentleman. It's like you can have a gay friend,
yeah.
but to be like, for him to be like your fucking boy
yeah.
is just not common, right?
Right.
And so I go into these like just, you know, stuff about mine and my best friend's relationship. And she came up to me after and she goes, oh my God, I loved your set, you know, but the one part, you know, yeah, I know, right? I was like,
also like not open yeah, to yeah. feedback
yeah,
from
yeah, yeah,
you.
Yeah, right. She goes, but the joke you say about your gay best friend, you know, it offended me. And I said,
no.
I said, you took a joke about me and the relationship that I have with my best friend as offensive. And she goes, well, as a lesbian, I was like, shut
no,
up.
No.
Yeah, yeah. So then I said, stop. You're not doing this. I was like, you don't get to have this fight. I'm not going to argue with you. I don't really care what you think. And it wasn't for you to like it or not. So the fact that you took offense, you hold on to that. I'm going to go over here.
But that's also so narcissistic to make someone's joke about you.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, this ain't about you.
It's like, bitch, this has nothing to do with whose pussy you're eating. This has to do with my experience.
She's a big mama, too. I was like, she could swing at any moment. So I was like, let me go over here.
Please don't take it personally.
Yeah, don't take it personally. You might swing at me. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's like the one time I think I've had someone like, get offended. Oh no, and then another time.
Yeah.
There's another time where this was back home in Arizona. I was talking about my dark complexion and I was expressing there was a guy who had a similar skin tone to me. And I was like, you know, like you know I'm what like, I you mean. Feel me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he was laughing, but his wife
pissed.
Oh my gosh.
Really?
Yeah, flipped me off on the way out. She's like, your set fucking sucked. And I was like, thank you.
Why though?
I don't even remember what I said, but it wasn't even a thing. It was just like, hey, we're both really dark.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like just.
Yeah. You're like just calling a spade a spade.
Yeah. I was just like, hey, we're in this together. Like,
right.
I'm like, no one else in this room is like you and I.
Right.
You know, like I said, I don't do anything. I don't even say fucking sexual things on stage. You know,
you don't.
I don't even talk sexual like or not saying that, but I'm just saying just to give you an idea of what the fuck I'm like on stage. It's the least problematic shit that you could ever. And I'm not saying I'm a clean comic, but it's just like, how could you? You have to be truly in your fucking feelings.
There's lots of people that are like looking for a reason to be upset.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like you walked in here with that energy.
With your bad attitude.
Oh, when I was in Connecticut.
What happened in Connecticut?
I walked on stage, this lady just...
No.
I said, hey, it's not my fault you look like that, motherfucker. I know, I got aggressive. Because I'm just like...
You said that?
Yeah. I was like, lady, I just walked up here.
And she gave you a weird mean
she was just...
Like that?
The whole... Yeah, as soon as I walked up.
So
what the fuck you mad about?
You said that?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said, we ain't gonna start off like this. I said, it's not my fault you look like that.
No.
And then she kind of fucking backed down.
No.
Because I'm like, who I was like, who starts off like that? Yeah.
Like that?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
she's
like a bitch?
I remember she was just fucking.
Mean mugging in the front row?
And I'm like, I just got up here. I literally walked on stage and she immediately
when
had
was
that look.
This?
Connecticut?
When was Connecticut?
When was this? This was fucking 2019.
This really stayed with you. Because all of a sudden you're like, Connecticut.
Yeah.
I was like, what happened in Connecticut? I thought maybe it was like last week. You're like, 2019,
no,
Connecticut.
2019. Yeah, because I remember that snarl she had on her face. And I was like, we're going to change that.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, how are you going to be mad? And I just walked up. Is my walk weird?
Dude, you know, sometimes like when you get off to a bad start right away.
Yeah.
That happened to me the other day. I tried to say pizza and pasta, but I like messed it up.
Yeah.
And I said like a hybrid of pizza and pasta, and I couldn't, and it was like
peas pasta.
Yeah, like it came out so, yeah, like it came out so fucking weird that it was like I have to address the fact that I just stuttered over pizza pasta. Yeah. And it, I was so in my head about it that for like the first 2 minutes of the set, I'm like, what the fuck?
Stuttering sucks.
I say pizza and pasta all the time, no problem. And then I get on stage and I see someone having pizza and pasta and I fucking short circuit.
I hate it.
You know when you say like, or when the word comes out weird one day or like, I don't know.
Yeah, when you're on stage, I hate that shit on stage when you, and I'm like, damn, that was the punchline.
I know.
I hate that shit, but it's all good. I mean, we get to do a really fucking cool thing.
Yeah, it's the best.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you do anything outside of comedy?
I write.
Any extracurricular activities?
I write. Like, I'm writing a script with Kim.
Okay.
That's kind of it.
This is, I'm the interviewer now.
Yeah, actually, we're switching roles here. Yeah,
halfway through the halfway mark. We do that.
I hike.
You hike?
I'm kind of a new age bitch.
Yeah.
I like my tarot cards and my meditations and all that shit.
What does tarot cards entail? I know what they are, but yeah. I don't know the substance of them too well.
It's just like another tool that I use to kind of just check in with myself. Like, because there's a deck of 52 cards, right? And then. Yeah.
For tarot cards.
I think so.
I know for like
regular cards,
poker shit. But.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong, but I moved to Topanga Canyon and there's lots of hippies there, and so I became friends with all these hippies, and they're like, get some cards, and you can just consult them if you're going through shit.
Yeah,
and just a lot of times it's crazy, like the cards that you draw will be in tune with what's happening.
Is that the 1, 2, 3?
Yeah, you can do the 1, 2, 3. There's all different ways you can do readings. But you could do a 1, 2, 3 with like a past, present, and future.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, one's the easiest reading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you like a match for that shit?
I do like...
Not a match. Well,
I do some witchy shit. Like I do moon pots on...
Who?
The moon pots.
A
moon pot. So like on the new moon, I write down everything that I want to manifest.
Okay.
That's good. And then I burn it.
Uh-huh.
And then on the full moon, I write down everything I want to release.
Okay.
And I do that.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
smooth.
Yeah. And so it's every 2 weeks.
That's witchy shit?
Yeah.
And they were burning these hoes back in the day?
Yeah. Yeah.
For positivity? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's right.
He's talking all that shit.
Coming for the witches?
Yeah, coming for the witches.
We're just burning sage.
Yeah, they just want to release shit and they want to fucking manifest stuff.
Yeah.
Why did they make witches evil? That don't sound right.
No, the witches, justice for witches.
Man, we need to change this stigma about witches.
Yeah, we do.
Wow. Isn't that song Witchy Woman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Witchy Woman.
Is that a positive song?
Is the song? Oh, this is an Eagles song, right?
Yeah, it's an Eagles song. But I remember back in the day, Witchy Woman. Yeah. I remember back in the day, like, they'd be like, oh, you witch.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, that should be a positive. Like, oh, you're such a witch. Right?
Yeah, like, can we change that? Can we change
that?
There
tone?
Should be some cool witches.
Yeah.
But honestly, there are some cool witches.
Meanwhile, everyone loves fucking Hocus Pocus.
Everyone loves Hocus Pocus.
I don't think I've ever seen it, but it seems like it's got good energy.
Yeah.
If I'm wrong.
No, it has good energy.
It has good energy. Yeah.
We like Hocus Pocus.
Okay, so yeah. Yeah, that's witchy shit. That's tight.
The witches, they're into herbs.
That. Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like, I'm sprinkling a little thyme, sprinkling some thyme, sprinkling some lavender. Sue
that's
me.
It? Yeah, watch some dork write me. Actually, Chappelle, if you look at the origin of witches, you know, if you read this article here, it talks about
Salem. Actually,
yeah.
Don't bring Salem into it.
I did fuck with Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh hell yeah!
Are we same age?
Yeah, probably. How old are you?
87.
Yeah, same age.
Well, I'm not 87, but yeah,
yeah. That was the year you were born.
Wait, you're January.
I'm April.
That's what I said.
When were you born?
January
7th. Yeah,
you just had a birthday.
Yep.
You're April. Hold on. Wait. Don't tell me. I think I got this. You're April 14th.
19th. Fuck. So close.
Because I wished you happy birthday.
Hell yeah, you did.
Yeah. Damn it. All right. When's mine?
January.
Yeah, I know that.
Is it January 13th?
No. That's crazy you say that. That's my adopted mom's and my brother's. And quite a few other people that I know.
What is it?
10 days after that, the 23rd.
Oh, shit.
Now, everybody message me and tell me you got the same birthday as me.
Are you an Aquarius?
Yes. You know that stuff, too?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yes.
What'd that mean about me?
It means you're like... It's kind of like...
Cool, I'll sit listening to this shit all day. I don't give a fuck. Everyone makes fun of it. It's like, creative, who cares?
It means like you're creative, a free spirit. Aquarius kind of just do their own thing.
I think
it's a... Is it an air sign?
I don't know, but...
Is it Aquarius an air
Aquarius
sign?
Aquarius sounds like water.
I could be wrong, but I feel like it's an
air sign. We looking it up? Yeah, let's look up aquarium.
Aquarium.
My
friends who are Aquariuses are very like artistic.
You're an Aries.
I'm an Aries.
See? Look at that.
Yeah.
Aquarians are clever, analytical, technical, truthful, assertive, confident, progressive, and innovative. Is that all me?
That's yes. All you. You're in it. Yeah. See, it is an air sign.
Okay.
What does air sign mean?
We float.
Yeah, you
float through.
Yeah,
so fly.
It's like fire, water, air. Oh, there's like all elements. Different elements.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Captain Planet.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, an Aquarius. I have a lot of Aquarius
of
friends.
Of all the zodiac signs, Aquarius is undoubtedly the most innovative, progressive, rebellious, and human. I am pretty fucking rebellious.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't fucking know.
Cheerleader. Fuck a rebellious
script.
Cheerleader.
Yeah, right? Fuck a script.
Fuck a script.
I'm going off the script.
You're going rogue?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
What are some of your hobbies? Do you like acting?
I do love acting. So I actually went to Juilliard and... Oh, wow.
You did?
No. I tell everyone that. Even when I'm doing a sketch with somebody, they're like, man, that was a good take. I'm like, you know, at Juilliard, we really pride ourselves on being free.
You can't just drop Juilliard like it's a credit. Yeah, at Harvard, I actually learned that.
Actually, it's funny that you say that was a good take because at Juilliard, there are no takes. It's awful.
No, if somebody says they went to Juilliard, I wouldn't question it.
Yeah.
It's kind of a confident move.
It is a confident move.
People automatically see you differently.
Now hopefully they make me an honorary graduate.
Of Juilliard?
Yeah, hopefully I can speak at Juilliard one day.
I think you can manifest that.
Yeah, with my cap and gown and shit.
Yeah.
I would do that in a heartbeat.
Do you like... I mean, there is something fun about the thought of giving a graduation speech.
Yeah, for something I didn't graduate at.
Like to be like, oh, let me write this. Yeah. And be like, let me speak to the youth.
Yeah.
Doesn't that kind of appeal to you?
Yeah, because I don't even know if I would have like I'd be like, you know, kids, this life, fucking do it and keep doing it. That'd probably be my speech.
Just like the Nike slogan.
Yeah. Just keep doing it, man. Like you guys
do it.
Yeah. You guys are all here for a reason, right? Yeah. Fucking, you know, keep going. That'd be my speech. And they would get it. Yeah. Cause I don't need to deliver anything so profound.
Yeah. Sometimes
they already know it. Especially at Juilliard. You know it. You guys are all fucking profound. Hey, if any of you guys that listen to this,
can you actually give me a speech?
Yeah, I know, right?
As a graduate from Juilliard.
If anyone that listens to this podcast, went to Juilliard, message me. You know, I want to know about it.
I want to pick your brain.
Yeah, I want to pick your brain. Right? be my acting coach. I do like acting. I'm concert goer.
Oh yeah, you love your concerts.
Yeah, I play in a band.
You do?
Also,
do you sing?
A hardcore band. Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, did I see you with Joel Jimenez? Does he drum?
I love the way you said his last name.
Did I fuck it up?
Jimenez. Yeah, we're called Mad Peaceful.
You're called Mad Peaceful?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I came up with that name.
Mad Peaceful.
Yeah.
The hardcore band.
Because it's who the fuck I am.
Mad Peaceful.
Yeah.
So how often are you guys performing?
I mean, like if... Once or twice a month.
Is it fun?
Yeah, we have a blast. It's like fun because like, I don't know, we just, it's just like a, I don't know, it's like its own entity. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like we keep it separate from comedy and it's like a thing that we enjoy because it's a world that we all, you know, every single one of the members, like we all come from that world.
Right.
So it's like when we do that, it's just such
a fucking. So are you singing?
Yeah.
Is that fun?
Yeah. Yeah.
When you sing hardcore, lyrics. Is it like, rah? Is it like.
I don't know about rah. I don't
is
think
the
I've
ever. Rah.
Yeah. No, it's like roar. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's, I don't have like deep growl, like little distortion to the voice, but not like heavy.
Is it a growly? No. Grovelly?
Know. I wouldn't even know how to explain my vocals.
Can you do something?
It's like if Ice Cube sang in a hardcore band.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's like that.
Can we, is there a way to listen to it?
Yeah, we have songs released and all that stuff.
We're going to have to do that. Mad Peaceful. Which like ones?
YouTube or something?
Spotify.
Spotify?
Yeah. Oh, shit, you guys are on Spotify. Yeah. You're not fucking around with this side music career.
No. Nah. Well, it's just like fun. It's like, why
I
not?
I like that, though.
You know? Like, why do we have to limit ourselves to it? You know,
I mean, I want to take a singing lesson.
And we practice pretty fucking hard, too.
Like, I believe that. Especially, like, as comics and performers.
Well, that's how we treat it. It's like, our practice is like us doing open mics. You know what I mean?
Okay, so which one, if we were going to listen to? What are you feeling?
You could do Talk It Out.
Talk It Out. Okay, let's do
it. It's aggressive.
I'm ready.
All right. Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I think we need an account here.
Oh, I have an account.
You have an account.
Oh, oh, come on, Spotify.
I know.
You're gonna deprive the people of our fucking music.
Is it on YouTube?
I could play it from my phone.
You could play it through the speaker. Yeah, through the mic.
Damn, we got 581 monthly listeners. I didn't even know we had that.
Look at that.
That's crazy. I think 5,000.
Talk It Out?
Yeah.
Play a little bit.
Hey, guys.
That's funny.
That's you?
I don't drum. Yeah, yeah.
This is fun. Fun.
Yeah.
It makes me want to mosh.
Yeah.
Is that what people do to that?
Yeah, of course.
Crowd surf and mosh.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever crowd surfed?
Yes, it's Gangfest. Mm. Highlight of my life.
Oh, we're goddamn comedy jam?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
replay that moment in my head often.
Did you sing a song?
No, I just went on stage and jumped off.
That was your first time?
No, crowd surfed for the first time at a Black Lips concert.
Okay, you know so them? That was...
It was a while ago.
Was it when, like in your youth?
In my 20s.
Your 20s?
Yeah. That was the first time I crowd surfed. And then I crowd surfed at Skankfest a few times.
You like it?
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. It's like, wow, I used to do it all the time. And I'm like,
Now, older I get, I'm like, do I really want a sea of like grown men?
No, you don't want that.
Touching me? Not really. But they're mostly respectful. But
yeah, because
like,
it's like there's an etiquette.
Yeah, last time I crowd surfed at Skankfest, though, I went in the wrong way. I went in face first instead of like
backwards.
Yeah, I went in, turned around.
I don't think there's any like.
Way. I don't know. It wasn't as fun.
Yeah.
I was like, this is too much.
I know. Like the stuff like ours is different. I don't know. Like, let me think of Go to YouTube. I'll show you what it's like in the hardcore world. And maybe I'm trying to think of a type in. We'll go with Turnstile. Go to Turnstile, FYA Fest. Yeah.
Whoa.
Hit that.
This one right here.
The first one.
Or this one.
Actually, no. Go to Outbreak.
Outbreak.
That one.
Yeah.
Yep. You get forward. Hit, yeah, you can. That's like the intro.
so we can get a feel for what's happening here. I dated someone who was in a hardcore straight edge.
This is like...
That looks fun.
It is. It's dope.
That looks so fun.
Yeah.
Crowd surfing does feel like a young person's game. Like, yes. It would be like a 60-year-old crowd surfing.
Hell no, I ain't doing it.
I'm going to do it again at Skank Fest.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'll mosh still, but I'm like,
oh, no, no.
I'm not, I don't need to.
Moshing I just feel is scary. Bad.
I weigh a lot.
But I feel like the guys that go to a hardcore show are big. I don't know.
No, not.
I don't know shit about the scene.
No, there's
maybe
not
I'm
too,
just making
no, they're all,
things.
They're all
up.
Little.
They're all little scrawny guys with little bracelets.
Yeah, but there's some guys that are, you know, that are big, but like it's mainly a lot of like, you know, tiny bodies.
Petite,
yeah. And so I feel bad.
Right.
Being 260 and just
subjecting
like, what's
them?
Up, guys? Catch me. You know, I don't want those kids to die. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's that hardcore lifestyle.
I like it.
And what else do I do?
Do you cook? That's a no.
Yeah. No, I mean, well, like not on like some Gordon Ramsay shit.
Yeah.
But I do like to cook.
Yeah. What do you like to cook?
My favorite thing, I like making falafel sandwiches.
Nice.
You're a falafel guy?
I love falafels.
Falafels are so good. I've never made a falafel at home.
So good. Well, I don't make the falafel.
Right. You Trader get the pita.
Joe's, Trader Joe's has like this dope ass like falafel, like frozen falafels that are really good. And I usually just take that and kind of make my own little
Your
concoction
own little
with
thing.
It. Yeah. I'll do like a teriyaki tofu. Mm. I like that a lot.
Are you vegan?
Vegetarian. Yes.
Nice. How long have you been vegetarian?
Like a year and some change, maybe a year and a half.
What made you go vegetarian?
I don't know. It just
felt right.
Good. Yeah, it felt right to me. I'm not fucking telling everybody that they need to fucking if you want to eat meat, eat meat.
Right.
You know, I don't think it's for everybody. I don't think that whole like type of lifestyle is for like everybody.
Meat eating.
No, like the vegetarian.
Veganism.
Yeah, yeah.
Vegetarian. Do you have eggs?
From time to time. Very rare, though.
Do you have, oh, no. No fish.
Nah, I never fucked with fish to begin with.
Fish is real hit or miss.
And also, I didn't fuck with a lot of meat at all, really, anyway.
Yeah, I can't really, when I think about where meat comes from, it makes me sad.
Yeah.
Because I fucks with cows. Like, heavy. I would love to have a cow. And, like, put a bow on her.
Yeah.
Name her Daisy. Like, and then... I can't really think about it too much because then it makes me feel bad. And then like I see these fucking pigs. These pigs are like geniuses, dude. It's like the pigs are as smart as 3-year-olds. And I'm like, oh, great. I like bacon. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's the one thing I miss bacon.
It's like a fucked up chicken. I don't really feel emotional connection to.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make me a sociopath? Like I look at a chicken and I go, nah. I think I could eat that wink, but
I feel like there's crazier things. I think you not having an emotional connection to chicken is fine.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to make sure I'm not a sociopath.
No, that'd be funny.
Cows are a different story. Pigs are a different story. And if I like,
pigs are cute.
When I microdose, I'm like, I can't be eating meat.
Damn. What is the microdose? Is just what? Just
a little mushrooms.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I just realize, like, oh, we're all connected and I can't have that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever do that.
Mushrooms?
Well, I think I'm all set.
Yeah. Well, it seems like you are. If it's not broke, don't fix it, you know?
That's what I hear. Like, I hear if, like, with the, what is it? Ayahuasca?
Yeah.
I hear if you are pretty emotionally in tune with yourself or like don't have any real like
things you're trying to work out.
Yeah. To not do it.
Yeah. I've heard that too. I've also heard, you know, once you get the message, hang up the phone. That's a common phrase in the psychedelic space of like, okay, so once you have like a few psychedelic experiences and you get the message, you don't have to keep going back to that space.
Okay.
You can just take the knowledge that you've extracted from the experience and use that moving forward instead of constantly going back to that fucked up
state. Have you done it?
What? Ayahuasca? No.
Okay.
No.
Are you interested?
I am interested, but I'm not really seeking in that way right now. Like, yeah. If I felt like I had something deep that I wanted to heal from, like a loss or like a life event, for sure. But one of the things about ayahuasca and the reason why I haven't done it in particular is because I'm on Prozac. And if you're on an SSRI, you can't go on ayahuasca. Because
you just dropped a lot of knowledge on me.
Yeah.
Or a lot of information that I've never heard of.
If you're on an antidepressant that's an SSRI, you can't go on ayahuasca because your brain will produce too much serotonin and you can risk getting like having this thing called serotonin syndrome. So in order for me to do ayahuasca, I would have to wean off my Prozac. Yeah. And I'm not going to do that because it's keeping me. You know? I'm never going to risk going off Prozac maybe have a fucking spiritual journey.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, but I'm open to it. Like if there was something that I felt was major, I would be open to it for sure.
Yeah.
But I also think that just doing in psychedelics in general, I kind of feel like I can get the same experience. And also I've done acid. And once you've done acid enough times, you're like, I'm good on that.
Yeah.
I don't need to be tripping for 12 hours.
Yeah, I just cannot wrap around having my brain or like my mental shifted in a different way. I don't know.
Yeah, it's scary.
I'm cool with where I'm at.
I'm really
cool. I love where the fuck
you're
I'm
like,
at.
You're like, I'm good.
I am totally.
And that's good.
Yeah, I don't have like any like major crazy stresses. And like if I do, I'm pretty quick with like, getting over it. Or what'd you say?
Do you do therapy?
Nah.
You don't?
No.
But you read a lot of self-help books.
Yeah.
And you journal.
But like, it's not every self-help book, you know, like it has to be specific ones. I like the more fucking cool ones. There's some that just be talking shit. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck?
No, I haven't read that one.
That one's supposed to be good. I haven't read that one either.
I think I have that one at my house, but I haven't read it.
Hell yeah. The Power of Now.
Yeah, Eckhart Tolle.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Uh huh. That's a good one. I like stuff like that. Yeah.
There's all this. I like those.
The Six Pillars of Self-Esteem.
No, is that one good?
Yeah. Breaks down self-esteem in a fucking.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Do you know Abraham Hicks?
Nuh-uh.
She's all about like positive thinking. It's like law of attraction, positive thinking stuff.
I have that book.
You do?
Yeah, I haven't read it.
That book's what's up.
It is?
Yeah.
What does it do?
It just helps you shift the way that you're thinking. Because for me, like...
Oh, it's lyrical shrooms.
Lyrical shrooms. Well, it's like something that I tried doing was just shifting all of my negative thoughts to positive thoughts, right?
Cool. Yeah.
And like at first it was like, whoa, I'm thinking a lot of negative thoughts. And then I'm like, wait, let's switch.
You know,
everything's working out for me. And at first it seems like fake, but then after you start doing it enough times, it just kind of becomes your way of thinking.
Yeah.
And I feel like when you're thinking from a more positive place, everything around you just seems better.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's very true. And you know, like I've been doing this shit basically since I was like 15. So it's taken me a while to like get to this point.
Right.
There's some battles along the way for sure.
Right.
But like for the most part, I feel like I've got it on lock.
You know
what I mean?
Right.
Like, I mean, even like one thing I've like really had to like do is like after shows, I don't like hang around much or anything like that. Conversations get weird. And I'm like, I don't want to fucking, you know.
You're like, I did my job and then I leave.
Yeah. I literally,
lot
of times, the momentum I use to walk off stage leads me right to my car.
I'm the same way.
Yeah, you know, there's not much I want to say. And I'm not saying I'm like, you know, I don't want to be around people. Like I love seeing everybody, you know, at shows and stuff like that. And even with like, you know, on the road, as soon as I'm done with that, meeting that last person.
bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, because usually like the staff's like, yeah, we're going to this. I go, that's cool.
No, yeah.
I'm all set.
Yeah. Well, I'm like my set. Favorite thing to do is get in my sweats after a set.
Come
like
on.
Just be like at home after. Because normally it takes me like a while to come down from the experience because the adrenaline and sometimes I have caffeine and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'll just be like up.
Yeah.
And I need to like start the process of slowing down.
Oh, for sure. There's this one thing that I do is like, so whenever like I have like, because, you know, we live in this world where we, you know, where we do a lot of dope shit. And whenever I have like big things like happen, like if something, I don't know, some dope show or, you know, I always, well, when my best friend lived in Riverside, I'd run away to Riverside and like chill and hide out. Because it was like, I didn't want that thing to like.
Affect.
Yeah. Or like let it go to my head or anything like that.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I run away to his house because he, you know, he's not someone. Not saying he doesn't ask about what I do, but like
he treats loves me, you either way.
Yeah, either way.
Yeah.
If I was doing it or not.
Right.
You know, but now that he moves back home to Arizona. But so now I'll run away to Arizona and I'll stay at a hotel that one of my best friends like runs. And so I'll stay there and just hide out and just kind of be by myself. And he's the only person that knows.
Really?
That yeah. Mm-hmm. Like whenever like. I'm trying to think of something like the first time Joe Rogan asked me to do Rogan and Friends. And I was like, I was working a hotel job. I remember I had to be at the job at like 5 a.m. the next day. You know, the show was a 10 p.m. show, but it was like dope. And, you know, he paid me really good, which was like money. That was the first like big money I think I'd made, you know, in town. And like it was more than what I would have made in a fucking, obviously a day at fucking... You know, at the hotel.
Yeah.
And so right after that happened, you know, and it was like this big moment. All these people were like, you know, being very supportive and like, you know, that's dope. That's awesome. And so I ran away to Riverside to like chill out.
To decompress.
Decompress.
Yeah. And just like come back to a normal level.
Yeah.
That's
like my favorite thing to do.
That's like kind of why I live where I live.
Yeah, that's
because
fair.
I'm like, I need to be in like nature and outside where like it doesn't really matter what you look like or like how funny you are or what you're wearing or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Cause like the thing is like, I want to respect what I did and also don't want to forget about reality. You know, I don't want to become out of touch with like, you know.
Yeah,
I just don't
like I go
to
my parents' house, they'll be like, take out the trash. I'm like, okay, I needed that.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you got to stay
normal. Yeah, my friend, can you help me lift this fucking big-ass thing to the garage? Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's just nice to...
have, like, some level of normalcy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, because... And also, I love comedy so much that I don't want to hate it. So that's why I do...
You got to balance it out.
Yeah, I love to balance it out. That's why, like, I do the band stuff. You know, like, it's just, it, you know.
It's fun to have different creative projects and then switch between them. Because sometimes, like, when I was writing the script, it was nice to not focus on jokes for a minute.
Yeah.
And just be like, I have the jokes written. Let's just get this done. And then now that that's done, it's, like, fun to focus on jokes. Uh-huh. And it's just fun to, I don't know, to distract yourself.
Yeah, because everyone's like, there's this fucking, the grind. You got to grind. You got to be out. Every fucking night you got to be out. And it's like, well, that's how you get fucking burn yourself out. You know
yeah. I mean, for me, like.
And I get it. Like, it, yeah. Like, I mean, yeah. The thing is like, yeah, you got to do a lot of sets, but I'll take days off during the week of like not
going
up.
Yeah, you got to. I mean, I also felt like my whole mentality around stand-up changed after the pandemic because I was so used to grinding. Like, I got to go out and do as many sets as I can, like all this stuff. And then all of a sudden we were just at home and I was like, oh, it's okay to like take care of yourself and take a break.
For sure.
And it makes you actually sometimes a better comic if you're not just overexerting yourself.
Oh, for sure.
Going
you know what I mean?
Emotions.
Yeah, and I, you know, I just, I want to fucking, I just want to appreciate everything. Like even, and not let things like get to me, even like fucking comment sections and all that shit. It's like, I'm like, why do I need to care about
the
it?
The like, comments will fuck you up if you let them.
If you let them.
But if you, don't read them. And sometimes you just get to a point where it's like, it's like the same shit that people say.
It's the same shit. Yeah. But it's like, at the same time, I'm kind of just like, I don't know these people. I literally don't know these people, and they literally, I have to think of it like this. I don't know them and they don't know me. So it's like,
even if it's a good thing or if it's a bad thing.
Exactly. Even good comments, you know, like, although like I'll, you know, I'll, the fact that they took the time to be nice, I'll, you know, respond and, you know, with a soft appreciation. But, you know, a lot of times it's like, I don't know. You know what I mean? The world is weird.
The world is
weird. And I'm cool with it being weird. I'm cool with the world being fucking weird. Like, let it exist.
Right.
All the crazy shit that fucking pop, yeah, fucking whatever. That's the world. That's life. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to make it more difficult than what it already is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
or so, get in your head about something that doesn't matter about this one person who's like a keyboard warrior.
Exactly. Well, that's what The Courage to be Disliked kind of talks about. Like,
I got to read The Courage to be Disliked.
It's amazing. Well, it talks about, like, you know, the small, it breaks down things from like we have a small community and then there's the bigger community, which the bigger community is like, so like the Rogan asking me to open for him, that was like the small community thing, you know, mm-hmm. but there's the bigger community of like life. Like, I'm not walking down the street and people, maybe a few people did, but it's not like a strong amount of people. But, you know, the bigger community was me running away to my friend's house and like fucking, you know, just
hibernating,
kind of decompressing.
Sometimes you need to hibernate and decompress.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
this was a fun pod.
I know. It was great.
That was our episode. Do you have anything coming up you want to promote? This is coming out on Wednesday.
Oh, it is? I'll be in San Diego on Friday, two shows
at
Mic Drop Comedy Club. And then I'll be in Baltimore. Well, it's not Baltimore. It's Lutherville Timonium, but I'm not saying that. So,
Baltimore.
Because I don't know why they did that name for that city.
What is it?
Lutherville Timonium.
That's not the name. Lutherville Timonium?
Yeah, Lutherville Timonium.
Timonium.
Yeah, I don't know who wrote
that. It's like pandemonium, but Timonium?
Yeah, or like Timon and Pumbaa, right?
What?
No,
when are you going there?
That's what I say, Baltimore.
When are you going there?
I'll be there August 25th and 26th.
Hell yeah.
You know.
And then what's your Instagram?
Instagram at Chappelle AC. I don't post like a lot of stand-up clips. Mm-hmm. Just, I'd rather you just come see me if I'm in your city, you know.
Awesome.
Which drives a lot of reps crazy.
Of course. Like, I'm an artist. Yeah, I do it my way.
Rebellious.
Yes.
Aquarius.
Rebellious Aquarius air sign. I was right about it being an air sign. And that's our episode, guys. Make sure to subscribe, rate, review, tell your friends about the show. You can find me here every Wednesday on Shank and every Monday on This Bitch. And if you're in Texas, this is coming out the 16th. I'm going to be at Vulcan Gas Co. tonight, 10 o'clock. So come out, and I'm doing spots at Mothership this week.
Go see her.
Go see me. Go see Chappelle.
Yeah. Go see each other.
Go see. Yeah. Support.
Yeah. Support and have a place to run away to.
Hell yeah. That's our podcast. Thanks, guys.
All right.